My name is Brad Hogan with the WHJE News Department, and today I'm here with cyclist Jacob, who has recently completed his cyclocross season. Jacob, it's nice to have you.
It's nice to be here.
So, can you explain exactly what cyclocross is?
Cyclocross is a mix between road and mountain biking. Essentially, just picture a road bike with really fat tires and crazy people in the mud during the winter time, and that's about what cyclocross is.
So, how many years now have you been doing cyclocross?
I've been doing cross now for about a year, and I've been riding bikes for about 5 years.
So, how exactly did you get into cyclocross?
It just kind of came naturally. We got bored over the winter, so we decided to start racing our bikes in the mud, disc brakes and all. A lot of my friends were doing it, and picked up and started racing.
Now, is cyclocross a team sport or is it individual?
Because of the relatively slow speeds, it's a mostly individual sport, but you have a team there with you supporting you for extra wheels and bikes and such.
Now, you've done a few races now in your first year. Do you have any races that really stick with you? So, like, what is your most memorable race?
I really liked the Blooming Cross race because it was warm at the time, so it wasn't very cold. It was a very flat course, which, me being a bigger rider, I was very fast at that race. Also didn't take a lot of technical skills, so I didn't crash as much.
You mentioned the crashing. Does the crashing hurt like it does in a road race? Like, I know you've wiped out a few times in those, but does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. You slide, and you slide some more, and then eventually you'll hit a little orange barrier, and somebody will laugh at you, say a whole bunch of insults, because it's cyclocross, and that's what the sport's all about.
So these fans are quite interesting. Can you explain exactly what the funniest thing is you've seen a fan do?
I'd say my favorite moment is when people started throwing banana peels and dollar bills at people, and then they would duct tape the dollar bills to sticks so people would reach for them. That happens a lot at Asheville, specifically for Nationals.
And as a rider, do you enjoy the fans as you're racing, or is it more of just you enjoy them as spectators?
When you're racing, your heart rate's about over 180, so the only thing you can hear is yourself. You can't hear the fans, so I enjoy them more as a spectator, because like I said, you can't hear them when you're really riding.
I can't imagine that, but, you know, you're the one who does it. Once again, we're here with Jacob. He's a cyclist who raced cyclocross this past fall. And do you think this is anything you'd like to pursue in the future, or are you more dead set on road racing?
I think I'm set on road. This is just kind of a pastime for me, something I do in the winter to pass the time. I do think I'll pursue road, though.
With Indiana weather closing many of the trails all the time, how do you train when all these trails are closed?
We train in grassy areas, my own yard, for instance, and then a lot of it you can train for on the road. So even if all the mountain bike trails are closed for your handling skills, you can still just ride around wherever you can and get the training in and ride.
You mentioned your handling. Is that your best, I guess you could call it attribute, or what is your best skill when it comes to cyclocross?
My best skill is the power aspect of it. So the race is a mix between the handling and just raw power. So you can be good at one and not the other and not do very good, which is kind of where I fall. So I'm very good at the power side and just kind of digging in for a while.
Is that what you enjoy to do the most, or is there any part of the race in general that you enjoy more?
I do like the power side of it. I get a big adrenaline rush just from going as hard as you can until you can't see straight, you can't hear, like I mentioned.
Obviously, this is your first year, but how many races have you done, and how many do you plan to do in the future?
This year, I did about 15. It depends on how long I go racing cyclocross until I turn pro on the road. But I intend to do about the same number just due to time constraints.
As a spectator, if you could only go to one race this entire year, where would you go?
This year I would have gone to the Asheville 16th Cyclocross Championships. It was a really good atmosphere. Lots of the best contenders in the world. Great course. It was muddy and fast. A good atmosphere is really the big part of it. So as a spectator, I would have gone to Asheville.
All right. Good luck in the future of all your cycling. We have been here with Jacob to discuss the sport of cyclocross and his point of view on it. This has been Brad Hogard for the WHJE News Department. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.